You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DC Comics brings on the bad guys. Marvel killed a Young Avengers book. Ultimate Wolverine tops sales charts. This is Comic Book Club News for July 17, 2025. Get ready to bring on the bad guys this October as DC Comics has revealed their rundown of Absolute Universe titles for the month, and things are getting downright sinister thanks to an Absolute Evil one-shot, Daniel Warren Johnson taking on Absolute Batman, and much, much more. First up, in the oversized one-shot Absolute Evil number one, writer Al Ewing teams up Ra's al Ghul, Veronica Kale, Hector Hammond, Eleanor Thawne, and Joker, and promises the introduction of two new Absolute characters. Meanwhile, as teased earlier this week, Daniel Warren Johnson is not only writing but drawing an also oversized Absolute Batman 2025 annual, which delves into Batman's early days and shows how he got his massive Batmobile. That's your larger than usual one-shots, but there are also big goings-on in the main titles. Absolute Batman finishes the fight against Bane and brings on Absolute Catwoman. Absolute Wonder Woman reveals the truth about the Amazons. Ra's al Ghul invades Kansas and Absolute Superman. And rounding things out, DC teases that Absolute Martian Manhunter will return in December. All the way back in May of 2024, Marvel EIC C.B. Cebulski appeared at Osaka Comic-Con and teased that Young Avengers would be coming back to Marvel. But later on that year in November, editor Tom Brevoort shut that down, calling the news, quote, wildly misinterpreted and exaggerated. Well, to paraphrase Mark Twain, it seems the reports of the Young Avengers weren't so exaggerated after all. As current Supergirl writer and artist Sophie Campbell has revealed, she worked on a relaunch last year. Wrote Campbell on Blue Sky, quote, I worked on a Young Avengers relaunch last year before they pulled the plug on it. That's pretty much the long and the short of it, as Campbell has yet to elaborate further. But it lines up with what Cebulski teased over a year ago, even though Brevoort stated an actual series was, quote, not in any of the plans that I've heard. To give the storied editor credit, he may just not have heard about those plans. Perhaps? Regardless, to speculate wildly, it seemed to make total sense back in May of 2024 that Marvel Comics would be publishing a Young Avengers book to line up with the steadily building plans for a Young Avengers team-up in the MCU. But given the MCU is very much in flux in terms of its future, with no announced Young Avengers TV series or movie, those sort of loose tie-in plans a la Marvel's new Avengers series timed out to the movie's Thunderbolts may have been shelved for the moment. Will we see Young Avengers at some point in the future? Fingers crossed! But given Campbell is tearing it up on Supergirl for DC, it's an open question whether she'd be available to pick up the plans if they did move forward. The top-selling comics of January through April 2025 have been revealed, and Ultimate Wolverine number one is top of the charts. Per ICV2, the chart focuses on dollars earned, not the number of copies sold. So the $5.99 priced Marvel comic has a little advantage over those priced $4.99. However, the top 10 single issues do seem representative of the year so far, with Batman 158, the first part of Hattouche, coming in at number two, Absolute Batman grabbing the next two slots, and Absolute Flash number one rounding out the top five. Past that, Amazing Spider-Man number 1, One World Under Dune number 1, another issue of Absolute Batman, Absolute Martian Manhunter, and Absolute Superman fill out the top 10 in that order. Given Marvel has been creeping up the charts on a monthly basis, this overall view paints an extremely strong showing for DC's Absolute line. As for the graphic novel sales at $150, the DC vs. Marvel Amalgam Age Omnibus took the top slot, while Ultimate Spider-Man and TMNT The Last Ronin came in at number 2 and 3, respectively. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And you know what? They should sell one comic book for $1 billion. I bet that would top the charts. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.